Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. And Lord, once again, we thank you that we can gather together to worship you and to be in your presence and to know that you are real. We pray, Lord, for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we pray that you anoint our eyes with eye salve that we may see. And we pray that you open our ears that we may hear, so that we can understand your word and perceive the times that we are living in. Lord, we ask that you help us also in wisdom to be able to go out and preach your gospel to others, telling them of the times that we are living in. And so, Lord, this morning we ask that you bless your word to us. We ask, Lord, that you open your word to us, so that you can light our path and cause us to go in the way that we should go, to please you, bringing others into your kingdom. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to be looking at the prophet Zechariah. Probably spend a month or two on it. The prophet Zechariah. And our first message is called a call to repentance. A call to repentance. Zechariah, along with Haggai, both preached and prophesied to the first generation of Jews who had returned from the Babylonian captivity. Israel had disobeyed God's word, and so according to the word of God, they were defeated by the Babylonians and were in captivity for 70 years, as Jeremiah explained to us. And sin will always take you away from God. It will always lead you into captivity and into bondage. Don't ever believe that you can have a little sin in your life. We either draw near to the Lord or we go into captivity. And if you are walking in sin, you are deceived because you are going into captivity. And so that as Christians, we should always desire to be close to the Lord. And so after 70 years, as the word of the Lord had also declared, the Jews were allowed to return to their land. Babylon fell to the Medo-Persian Empire, and in 538 BC, Cyrus issued a decree allowing the Jews to return. And when they returned,